This program is presented by a community producer through Midland Community Television. The City of Midland and MCTV are not responsible for the content of the program. The views presented do not necessarily represent those of the City of Midland or MCTV. If you would like to produce your own program, contact MCTV at 837-3474 or access our website, cityofmidlandmi.gov/MCTV.
Hey voters, with the 2024 election season officially underway, it's important to ensure you know about all the voting-related changes, rules, and information to cast your ballot this year. I'm Communications Coordinator Katie Geyer, here with Midland City Clerk Lacey Todd, to get the facts straight from the office that handles elections for city-registered voters. Today, we're talking about all things absentee voting. Lacey, who's eligible to vote by absentee ballot?
That's easy. Pretty much everyone. Any registered voter can vote by mail with an absentee ballot.
Okay, so I don't need a reason?
You do not need a reason.
So how do I do it?
For most people, you need to apply to vote by absentee ballot. There are a few different ways to apply. Online at michigan.gov/vote. You can request one from the city clerk's office in person, by phone at 989-837-3310, or by email at clerk@midland-mi.org. Voters with print disabilities can apply for an accessible electronic absent voter ballot, again at michigan.gov/vote. Voters that are deployed in the military or overseas civilians should complete the federal postcard application. That's available at www.fvap.gov. Voters on the permanent absentee application list will be automatically mailed an application for an absent voter ballot in early January. There is also the permanent absentee ballot mailing list.
Okay.
If voters are on this list, they have already completed an application for all future elections, and a ballot will be mailed to them before every election unless their voter status changes. They can contact us at the clerk's office for information on how to get on that list.
Okay, so what happens if I'm on that permanent ballot mailing list and then I move? Where does my ballot go?
As long as you keep your voter registration and driver's license up to date, you will stay on the permanent ballot list. Voters can also update their voter registration at michigan.gov/vote, or they can visit their local clerk's office.
If you needed a sign to keep your driver's license address up to date, there it is. I know I need that reminder as well. All right, so I have my absentee ballot. I've completed it. How do voters return their ballot once they've voted? I know there's a couple different options they have.
Yes. One is to place their ballot inside the postage paid ballot envelope, sign and seal the envelope, and then they can mail it back to us via USPS. They can drop it into one of the city's three absent voter ballot mailing drop boxes. There's one outside City Hall, outside the Larkin Street entrance, one at the Barstow Airport, across from the entrance to the administration building, and one at the Midland Civic Arena outside the northeast corner of the building. They can also cast their absentee ballot at the Early Vote Center, which is at Grace A. Dow Memorial Library.
If anyone watching or listening wants more information on early voting, we do have a video in this series that talks specifically about early voting, what it is, how you can get involved, and the specific days and times when the Early Vote Center will be open for each election. If you're watching this as a video, you'll see the days and times on your screen right now.
Absentee ballots can also be cast on Election Day at your polling place from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. The city did change precincts and polling locations for some voters at the end of 2023, so make sure to check your polling place at michigan.gov/vote to make sure that you go to the right place.
Very important. Go to the right place on Election Day. Thanks, Lacey. There are several ways to cast your vote besides early voting, besides absentee voting, so stay tuned for other videos in this series that provide more information on that. For voting and elections-related information and links to all the resources we've talked about today, you can head to the City Clerk's Office website at cityofmidlandmi.gov/clerk if you are a registered voter in the city limits of Midland.
This program is presented by a community producer through Midland Community Television. The City of Midland and MCTV are not responsible for the content of the program. The views presented do not necessarily represent those of the City of Midland or MCTV. If you would like to produce your own program, contact MCTV at 837-3474 or access our website, cityofmidlandmi.gov/MCTV. We hope you enjoy the following presentation.